Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is the 3rd of December, 2022. I am here with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin, and we have a very special guest, Chris Singleton, my good friend, who is now our boy behind the little glass.
Behind the glass.
He's taking calendars. A little younger looking, a little more intelligent. No, I better not say that.
Keep it going. A little feistier,
and yeah, he's got the skills to get that board going and keep us running. But thanks for being here, Chris. We really appreciate it. He is going to be the individual that's going to give us the case or no case as we get going through our wonderful three-hour show live, 9 to noon, every Saturday, Pacific time. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to come in. 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, you know that is your cue. You've got to, for years we've been doing this. What is that?
855.
Well, she doesn't even have her mic in front of her.
855-529-7234.
Or you can go to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. You just type in Radio Law Talk. Remember, seek counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. And remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, but I say only sometimes informative show on earth. So set your bar low, and you're going to have a good time today helping us talk about the latest things going on today, which we're going to talk about the Danny Masterson trial, FTX. We've got to talk about bankruptcy. If you want to learn a little bit about bankruptcy and FTX and how it works, Todd and Julie Chrisley, their sentencing and their trial. Epstein's popped up again in what's going on there. Then we got Kanye West and Kardashian's divorce. That we've got Denise Dirks here to talk about that. Alex Jones, a California clerk that's shot. We're going to talk about that later.
Head scratcher.
And it's a head scratcher as to why, what's going on. We're going to discuss that. We got Weinstein's closing arguments in California. Very interesting. Todd and I were talking before we started today about this, how on the Me Too movement, you got to be very careful because politically, we're politically neutral, but the Me Too movement has been bringing a lot of cases. I mean, I'm not going to say the Me Too movement, but the backing of the Me Too movement. And this attorney in Weinstein had no problems in his closing arguments throwing down about the Me Too movement. I mean, not saying that it's a bad thing, but just saying, hey, you know, here's some questions. But it was interesting, his closing arguments. So we're going to talk about that. And then we've got more to talk about. But that's kind of long and the short of it. Cal Hunter is Kris Kringle in a play every year, and it is in a Northern California wonderful small town that they do this play, and it's was last night and it's today, and so he's busy playing Kris Kringle. So good job, Cal, and it's a community service. We appreciate him for doing that. Chris, anything you got to say before we move on?
No, nothing off the top of my head.
That's exactly right. All we know is we've got a van outside, and we're wondering, it's like, that van looks a little bit weird. And
I was afraid to get too close to it, honestly.
What did it say on it?
It says support.
Support. And I'm like, wow.
I'm like, okay, so is the internet down today? What kind of support is Fred needing?
I'm not quite sure what the support was. But
you guys are mocking me, aren't you?
Yes.
Mocking me.
Todd, tell us about your support van. Does it have a little bubble? No,
but there are no signs that say free kittens or puppies inside, no ice cream, no nothing. It's a loner vehicle.
Nice.
For me for the day.
So. Good boy.
Are there any, like, child restraints inside of there, or?
No. You know, I, no, No, just two seats and a bunch of junk in the back. So
oh, okay. All right. Just so long as it's not like driving down like a Cheechy Chong van.
Yes, when you open the door, there is no billowing smoke that comes out a la Jeff Spicoli, Fast Times Ridgemont High.
Or Cheechy Chong, those in the 70s.
Yes.
To clarify, there's not candy in there.
No candy.
Okay.
No candy.
Dang it.
You're in there, so there's some eye candy, right?
Well, yeah. But I would be I would be the black licorice of eye candy, the one nobody wants.
Wait, everybody likes black licorice.
Or what is it? They give out Halloween the candy corn that nobody wants.
The green M&Ms.
No, you know what? We're regressing here, but we like to regress. I passed out the Halloween candy at my son and daughter-in-law's house. And while they took the kids around, and you know what? Guess what was in there? They had Snickers, M&Ms, and then they had all these hard candies and the chewy ones. I don't even know the name. I never heard of the name of them. And as kids, I'd say, which one do you want? They picked the non-Snickers, non. All these little kids were picking the, what's the taffy chewy stuff they call? What is it?
Sunburst?
Now and Then. And they call all these really weird ones that I'm like, why would you want that? And none of the kids wanted the Snickers or Twix or any of that stuff.
My first would be Reese's peanut butter.
They had all that stuff, but they took, and my daughter-in-law told me after she had a big bag of it, I'm like, that is the biggest waste. You know how you hate to be the jippy person that passes out the crappy, you know, candy? I thought, oh, my gosh, the kids are going to throw things at me. I'm going to pass out this crappy candy. And that was the most popular. So that's why I weigh about 20 pounds more. I just ate all the Snickers myself and the M&Ms and everything.
I can see that.
All right. Why don't you just tee us up for the case or no case? We can get it started here.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
What's our time? How much time we got to go?
Oh, we got about 2 minutes here.
All right.
I can get you to get it out here. All right. Case or no case? We go to Central Point, Minnesota, where a woman was at the McDonald's drive-thru. She ordered a Big Mac, large fries, and a Diet Coke. The attendant dutifully filled the order, but gave her a regular Coke and not a Diet, which so incensed the driver that after she took a sip of the cola, she chucked it back through the window. The liquid flew so far into the restaurant that it went into the deep fryer, splashed, and roiled over, getting hot grease on the person working the fryer later that day. The worker was seriously burned, arms, face, and chest, and the driver pulled away and sped off. Store manager got the license plate number and alerted the authorities. They came and did a criminal investigation and filed charges of assault. But the young worker burned in the assault and wanted to be compensated for her injuries even further than the criminal trial, which resulted in the driver going to jail for several months and paying a $10,000 fine. She went to the local attorney and asked if she had a case or no case.
Ooh, that's me. Yeah, I think that's going to be me at first. I know we got 1 minute to go, but I'll start out with that when we come back from the break, and then we'll go to Todd Cunin, and then we'll hit Denise. But that's up my alley. Interesting how you gave some of it away already, at least that they did get, I'm not going to say the word prosecuted, but they had to pay a fine and got in trouble.
Right, so was this the civil case
civil
today?
Case.
Yeah.
All right, that's easy. We'll be back after this and talk about the throwing of a cup of soda at the drive-thru of McDonald's. That's a sin, don't you think, Todd?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm going to quick quack car wash. Get my car washed, make it quick quack, pretty shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the quick quack car wash. It's the quick quack, quickest than the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the quick quack car wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, quick quack, a spruce up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy, you'll be glad you was at the quick quack car wash. it on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Save a life at veteranscrisisline.net.
Boys are weird.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we were talking about in Minnesota, a lady doesn't like her. She wants a Diet Coke. She gets a regular Coke. Is that right? Or vice versa?
Yes, and she was very upset about it
and threw it back through the window at McDonald's, and it lands in the fryer, splashes. and burns one of the workers dramatically. Now, if you're in California, and I'm going to go first here, Chris.
Okay.
If you're in California, first of all, they've got a workers' comp claim. And they can make a workers' comp claim, which, by the way, workers' comp has the right to stick their hand in any third-party case that when you go against the person who caused this and any monies you receive from that case, the workers' comp basically steps in and puts their hand out and gets reimbursed. So, you know, a lot of times people go, doggone it, should I just do the work comp or whatever? But here's the interesting thing that Todd and I are talking about. How is it that it goes through and lands in a fryer in near the drive-through window? So it must have been an older one.
It had to have been one of the older designs.
I don't see how it would land in a fryer if it went through the, because I do drive-throughs and I don't see fryers anywhere near.
That's a Diet Coke cup that defies the laws of physics.
They had a curveball.
It went on an arc, and then, like the famous single bullet theory, took a sharp turn to the left, then went forward, and
Maybe it's Roger Clemens' daughter, and she just threw the thing, you know?
Anyway, it just plowed through the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I can see there's a nice opening usually. Those are nice wide openings you can throw something, but how did it land in there? I don't know how. The reason I'm bringing this up is this is a trick. That's what I'm trying to figure out. But it's not, because the lady had to pay a fine and got in trouble. So I'm going to say it's definitely a case, but the question is there's no doubt the worker can go against the driver and would win, so they would win that case. But the issue is, would there be coverage by their auto policy? Because it's an intentional act or a criminal act, a lot of times there's exceptions to that. So I think there's no coverage for it, but she wins and gets a settlement, and the insurance company just pays it anyway just to get rid of it.
Okay. Todd?
Look, as a connoisseur of Diet Cokes, having purchased many a Diet Coke from a McDonald's drive-thru, I can tell you that had she thrown the Diet Coke and it hit either the person that gave her the food or the person that was responsible for filling the drinks, either of those two, she might have prevailed in a jury trial filled with people that are as frustrated when that happens as I am. But the poor fry cook, the poor person there, had nothing to do with this. And so as an innocent bystander of Diet Coke mayhem, if you will, the criminal charge was appropriate, and you know, Fred's right. Once she pled to that, proving that she did the act at a civil trial should be pretty easy, because criminal trial is beyond reasonable doubt. Civil trial is just a preponderance. The question is, would she be liable? I think this is a case, and I think she recovers. The fry cook recovers. Now, how much? I don't know. They could be capped by limits or whatever. Fred's right. There's, you know, work comp may have subrogation claims, but yeah, I think the fry cook wins.
Okay,
and she should probably also sue. The fry cook should probably also sue the drive-thru attendant for negligence in handing the Diet Coke out to begin with.
So everyone's getting sued.
That started this chain reaction.
Or should have blocked it.
Yes, yes. Come on, sacrifice your body.
Your body right in the face or the chest, right? Boom.
Okay, so we got two for Case.
Right, Case. Yes. And the winner is the fry cook.
Okay. Yes. Denise, what say you?
I have nothing to lose here because I'm 31. Fred is at 38. And Todd is at 49. Literally, Todd did one point and he wins the whole thing. So, just to shake it up a little bit, I'm going to say this. If it's a civil case, they
shake
would be...
Shake it up. Boop, boop, boop.
Yep.
That's a song. Shake it up.
Yep.
Cars. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, Rick Ocasek. Okay. I knew that one. Aren't you proud of me, Todd?
I am very proud of you.
So, I am going to say that it was not reasonably foreseeable for her to throw the Coke at one person and that it would then land in the fryer. And so it's too far, and I'm just going to say no case.
Whoa. So we got two cases, and the winner chicken dinner is the fry cook. Denise said no case.
No case at all.
No civil case.
Okay.
No civil case.
Right.
Take it away, Chris.
All right. Well, we have two winners today.
Yes.
All right.
The one winner, Todd, wins.
Uh-oh.
It's over.
It was a case, and the worker won an undisclosed amount of money and medical expenses.
Nice. Nice.
See, I know the behind-the-scene answers. They won. They had to pay back the work comp, and they had to pay back their work comp, whoever the company is, and who made the most money is the lawyers.
That's right. Now, I've always wondered this in a civil case.
Yes.
What happens if that lady in the car just can't pay?
Well, two things. If you go after them, you're trying to get blood out of a turnip, right?
Right.
It's worth it. They can file bankruptcy. A lot of times they can't. If it's an intentional act like that, they can't get out of it. But look, if there's no money, move on in life, or they're always looking for the money, right?
Right.
You can always get a wage garnishment, so you can capture their future wages or at least a piece of them.
But that's just a fight constantly.
The goal really is if there's real property, then you attach the real property,
right,
and ultimately you'll get paid.
So it's still a battle even after this.
Oh, my gosh. I have a case that we knew this coming in, a trucking company that killed a guy. And we got, I think it was a $5 million verdict. There wasn't even a verdict. They didn't. We got a award, and we still haven't, 25 years later, haven't gotten anything out of it. So that's what happens. We'll be back in the next half hour, Danny Masterson trial on FTX. Here we go.
We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
This is Frederick Pitty. Do you have a copy of my book, Goose, yet? Goose has been listed by Amazon as a bestseller, and that means you should see what everyone is talking about. Goose is the beginning of a trilogy that takes the many life lessons of the Collins family and presents them in an easy-to-read, fictionalized format.
Goose is a self-improvement book wrapped in a good story that helps readers think about how to live their best life. And it makes a great...
Goose, available at Amazon.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or lease cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything.
USA Radio News.
More than 200 experts wrapped up a week of negotiations on plastic pollution at one of the largest global gatherings ever to address what even industry leaders in plastics says is a crisis. It was the first meeting at the United Nations Committee set up to draft what is intended to be a landmark treaty to bring an end to plastic pollution globally. This is the first meeting of five planned over the next 2 years. During the meeting, some countries pressed for top-down global mandates and then some for national solutions. The next meeting is planned for the spring. The Biden administration announced that the U.S. would investigate recent hacks linked to a teenage cyber criminal group that focuses on extortion. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 800-721-4869.
You better listen to us.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're having a great time here. We're going to start talking about the heart of everything, Danny Masterson. So I don't, you know, look, I'm not a big connoisseur when it comes to movies and you know, comedies and this and that. I'm one of those guys that sits home and watches a Netflix documentary. I'm one of those guys. But I don't, Danny Masterson was what? How he was?
He was in That 70s Show.
Yeah, what else?
And in that's the one I primarily know him from, was That 70s Show.
Huh. Well, whatever that is.
He was on that Netflix show, The Ranch, also.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. I've forgotten about that.
Interesting.
Actually, that was fun.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, he's apparently, okay, now, since the Me Too movement, there's been a lot going on, and Danny Masterson, we have three individuals that are claiming that he had raped them, and they are It's not a civil case. This is a criminal case. And there are Doe, what do they call them?
Jane Doe 1, Jane Doe 2, Jane Doe 3.
And why do they do that?
It's for anonymity for the victims. They're allowed to do that so that, look, criminal trials, the cases are all public record, and somebody can go in and look at a court file and find out who is listed in. So commonly in complaints, they'll just refer to the victim as Jane Doe 1, Jane Doe 2. And so they do that to protect the identity.
And the devil's advocate. So I thought the Constitution says you're able to, I guess they're able to see their accusers, right?
Yeah, they can see them. They can cross-examine them, all of that stuff. What it is it just protects them in the media.
Got it.
So, you know, and maybe lots of media resources, they will not name any victims or alleged victims.
Right.
But I think California, there's actually a law that is protecting the victims.
I forgot what the code section is. I want to say it's like 1048 of the penal code.
Whatever, people don't care about.
Yeah. Oh, 1048. Yeah.
We got 1048-444.
Yeah. Boy, if he said 1049, we would have strung him up. Good heavens.
Section 4, sub A, you know?
It's like, yes.
So, but anyway, what's happening is he's in trial. And there's some interesting things that are coming out about this. First of all, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. On a civil case, you know, it's just preponderance of the evidence, so it's more difficult. But he's been acquitted. Not been acquitted. There's a deadlock, and so it's a mistrial. And we're going to talk about mistrials a little bit with Todd, especially because he, former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and California, has done, he's presently doing some
he's defense.
But yes. What do you call
public
it?
I'm a public defender right now.
Yeah, public defender. So he knows this stuff. So here we go. The question is, now it comes in basically there's three counts, 10-2 acquittal, 8-4 acquittal, 7-5 acquittal. Now they have to have a unanimous to put him in jail, right?
To convict has to be unanimous.
That's exactly right. So what do DAs do now when you see this, and as the lawyer for Mr. Masterson is saying, look, the district attorney needs to look at this, and, you know, they need to drop everything and not try to do another trial, because what can happen now, it's not over.
That's right.
They can just – now, how do they find him not guilty? Is that got to be unanimous, too?
Yes. So if it was all 12 jurors voted not guilty on a specific count or all counts, in this one there are three, then that trial would be done, and he would have been what's called acquitted. Well, here we've got a split. And
so in March, they've got it tentatively set for March for another trial. But so what the DAs do is they go back, district attorneys or the prosecutors, they go back and start thinking about it. Should we try to bring this again? How many times can they keep doing this if it's a deadlock? Can they do this constantly over and over and over again?
Well, theoretically, they could. I think at some point, if it was after a second trial or a third trial, the defense would make a motion to the court to dismiss the case in the interest of justice, court saying, look, we've been down this road before, this ain't going to happen, I'm going to step in and dismiss the matter. So that could happen, but
in this case, what was so surprising to me is that the jurors had actually worked on this for 6 days. They deliberated a long time, and they could not come to an agreement. I mean, I really think this is a good example of there being a deadlocked jury.
Seven men, five women. So it's not like it was pretty, you know.
Yes. So you talk about the split. What does the DA do? Well, it depends on the nature of the split. Now, Fred, you had talked about that the split was, on one count, it was 10-2. That means 10 jurors voted one way, 2 jurors voted the other way. On another count, it was 8-4, and on the third count, it was 7-5. Each one of those counts represents a charge involving a different victim. The split in each one, the majority was for acquittal, not guilty, 10-2 to acquit. So only 2 people wanted to vote guilty on count 1. On count 2, it was 8-4 to acquit, and on count 3, 7-5 to acquit. Now, in a situation like that, I agree with the defense. The DA's got to look at this, because if the majority of the jurors on each count were in favor of acquittal, it may be a futile effort to try to retry this case. Because it's not just retrying. You think, oh, they'll retry it and they'll do something different. Well, you bring in your complaining victims, and they testify to something, and they know that it was a hung jury before. And if their testimony changes because now they really want to be more impassioned and talk about more things to get this conviction, they're going to pull out the transcript from the previous trial and say, why did your testimony change? Why didn't you testify to this the last time? What, they're going to look at every change in testimony from the last trial to the next trial, and it just makes it that much harder. Now, look, if it comes back a split, for example, let's say it's 10-2 for guilt, or 11-1 for guilt, maybe even 9-3. I understand a retrial, because you might be able to chalk that up to like a rogue juror that just wasn't going to convict or refused to deliberate or something like that. But on this one here, I think they're going to be hard pressed to justify retrying him on that split.
So Todd, as a public defender, do you like to have hung juries?
Yes. I mean, there's with defense attorneys, there's this idea that all it takes is one person to hang a jury, and then the question here is whether or not the DA is going to retry. When I started working for the public defender's office and as a defense attorney after being a prosecutor for a long time, I said, well, why don't you say all it takes is like three or four? Because if it's just one, they're probably going to retry the case. So, but yeah, look, anything other than acquittal, I'll take. Because now I've got all the prosecution's witnesses locked into their testimony. And if they deviate from it at all, well, I'm going to point out the discrepancy if they go to testify different.
Yeah, the interesting thing in this case was, and look, we can go with the evidence back and forth, back and forth. Obviously, the ones accusing are stating that they, he's claiming things were consensual. He did admit that they had encounters, but he said it was they agreed upon it. But the one issue here is one of the accusers agreed to a $400,000 settlement with non-disclosure agreements. And that, does that come in? Are they allowed to bring that in a criminal case? I don't know, Todd. I don't do criminal.
Well, it seemed like that was the one that they didn't charge Danny Masterson for. She testified, I believe, but he wasn't charged for that one. And that's a good question because in today's world, is a non-disclosure agreement, can the court order them to still testify despite that in a criminal case? I think the trend is that it's going to start happening.
Well, one of them was his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
And then another one, and again, this is not jumping on his side, but this is maybe why do you get a 10-2, and one of the, here's something that's quite interesting, that one of the accusers said that she had bruises all over her body and then was in pain, and their pain was unbearable due to the assault. And but there's a picture right after this alleged assault where she was smiling with a friend, and no pictures of bruises, right? So I don't know. Maybe that's the – I'm trying to think, how do you get a 10-2, If I'm the prosecutor, I'm saying, okay, let's forget that.
Yeah, right now I think the prosecutor's probably looking at a couple of things. First, most of the time, when a jury is deadlocked, the court will say, without telling me which way the split is, what is the split? Without telling me whether it's for guilt or for not guilty, what's the split? And so they get the 10-2, the 8-4, the 7-5, and you don't find out which way the split is unless and until some jurors stick around afterwards, because they can stick around and talk to the attorneys, and then they tell them what happened, and they tell them which way the split was. That's happened in every trial that I've had where there's been a hung jury, and people stick around later. So the DA's got to find out if some people stuck around to talk to him.
Why?
What was the issue in the case? And maybe the DA can look at it and say, maybe we overcharged it. If that's the case, they dismiss, refile a smaller charge, and see what they can do.
Just think how busy the DAs and prosecutors are, especially in the big cities, Chicago, New York. They don't have, do they have time to sit there and keep retrying cases? And between you and I, is this a political thing? I don't know. But maybe they're going to sit back and go, I'm telling you right now, most of the time, given these votes, they're going to drop it. But I don't know how popular it is or how much publicity it's getting, what they're going to do. We'll be back. We're going to talk about FTX.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
In the Ad Council.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We're about ready to talk about FTX, some interesting things concerning its bankruptcy and what's happening in bankruptcy and what's happening with other crypto at this point. And we're going to talk about a few legal issues concerning it. And, you know, I had to, you know, I just, sometimes I go off the rails and have to talk about anecdotal things, and I just have to bring this up. I'm trying not to be, you know, crazy in how I say this, but how do you know, I'm going to ask the two of you, Denise and Todd, how is it you know that there are young men and women working at this office that are young college students? What is the key? I walk in the kitchen, and I know Chris knows this answer. How do you know that it's college students, interns, working here at a law firm?
Energy drinks in the refrigerator.
Well, that could be one. That's okay. One. But, Denise, you have any idea?
I haven't been in the kitchen.
Okay.
So I don't know.
All right. I'm going to go to Chris, our producer. Chris, how is it we know it's college, young college students, as working here at this law firm? How do we know that when we walk in the kitchen?
It's the Go-Gurt.
It's the Go-Gurt. That's exactly. Go-Go yogurt. It's like the squeeze, like the little kiddies have. There's like tons of them. We're like, do they have children here?
Fred, I would be saying, what's the biggest giveaway that they're using this office as a daycare?
I know.
Golly.
Chris and I were looking at it going, okay.
Oh, my.
I've never had one of those in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because you're an adult.
Yeah. But anyway, look, great interns and young men and women working here at this firm. It's another firm we share this big building with. And anyway, fun times. Speaking of young people, well, how old is the FTX, you know, founder, Sam Bankman?
He was born in 1992.
So that's going to put it, he's in his 30s, right?
Yes, 30, what would it be? He'd be 30.
Yeah, man alive, that's young. So FTX, everybody knows, I don't need to get into that, has gone under, and they filed bankruptcy. It's at one time, is that correct, $32 billion company that it was valued at?
$32
billion, and it owes $3.1 billion to its top, just its top 50 creditors, $3.1 billion. And Todd and I talked about earlier how this thing all got started. So FTX is kind of like, I'm going to say like the stock exchange, right? Would be like, it's like NASDAQ, or is that right? It's kind of it's where cryptocurrency goes through. Is that correct, Todd? Because I'm not a cryptocurrency guy.
There's a few of them, but that's
right.
One of them.
This is one of them.
It was one of the big ones.
Right, and there's one that's bigger that came to buy them out.
Right.
And as they came to buy them out, Denise, they said something to the effect of, well, after we looked at all the books, we're backing out, we're not going to buy it, and that caused the panic. Is that right?
Well, I think FTX actually fought the buyout, too. And so then there was like, yes, exactly what you said. The bigger company was like Broman, right?
Yeah, well, I don't remember the name of it. But so what happens is, it causes a panic.
Like Beyonce.
And they're finding that there was a lot of...
Finance. Not Beyonce.
Binance. And what
I'm
they're finding
that,
is... Yeah, I know. They're finding out that there was a lot of stuff that was being spent that they didn't think was sustainable. This company was sustainable, including $300 million worth of Bahamas real estate, homes, vacation properties used by the executives of FTX. And they're seeing some of this stuff and going... Yeah, I don't think this thing's going to make it. And that is what kind of caused a little bit of the panic, or a lot of the panic. And last I heard, and this is an article I read, I'm not going to, don't quote me on it, but Sam Bankman said that he only has $100,000 in his account now, went from hero to zero. And this is a quote, and we're going to talk about bankruptcy really quick, from him. They apparently have a letter from him that he wrote to the employees, and he apologized and said as followed, "I didn't mean for any of this to happen, and I would give anything to be able to go back and do things over again. You are my family. I've lost that, and our old home is in an empty warehouse of monitors. When I turn around, there's no one left to talk to. I disappointed all of you, and when things broke down, I failed to communicate." Now, guys, what just happened to Theranos that we've talked about, you know, what just happened? She's going to jail for how long? 19 years?
11 years.
11.
Yeah.
11 years. Now, what's going to happen? I'm not saying that they should do this, but are they going to start pursuing criminal actions here? I don't know.
Yes, they will.
They will.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but so does that mean a business, when you start a business and you do a terrible job and you're just not a very good business person and you go bankrupt and, you know, civilly you're going to get sued and all that type of stuff, you're going to go to jail? I mean, that's where we talked about this as being all these entrepreneurs, is this now going to put cold ice on entrepreneurship?
Well, so the biggest difference that I see between Theranos and what she was found guilty of and what may be happening over at FTX is Theranos went out, Holmes went out, secured investors. The money that she got for Theranos, she put into R&D by all accounts. It just never produced the product that she promised, and she kept promising that it did produce it, but it wasn't producing it. So the money was coming in. I don't think there were any allegations she was taking that money and then using it personally and commingling it with her own funds and living high on the hog. I mean, she got rid of all of her personal assets to pay off amounts that she owed as a result of the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, investigation.
Right.
Where that differs from FTX is that the allegations and the investigation right now, it's looking like, and these are all allegations, but it's trending in the direction of investors were pouring money into it by buying the FTX token, which was called FTT. And then it's questionable how that money was used once it came in. Commingling, there's an allegation now that Bankman-Fried was using it as his own, quote, fiefdom, where he was using the company, the money that was supposed to be invested in the company for growth and development and everything, for non-growth and development activities that might have been his own personal activities. That's what they're trying to figure out. Again, I want to clarify. These are all allegations.
Right.
That's what they're trying to find out. And if it turns out that he was, or folks in FTX were using that for their own personal gain and not for business, well, yeah. There's going to be a toll to pay.
But defining
right,
the
but
personal.
That's also just a piece of it. In this, there's two entities, right? They have the exchange, and then they have the hedge fund, which was Alameda Research. And what was happening was they were transferring monies from the exchange to this hedge fund, and the hedge fund was then allegedly investing it, but not really investing it, like kind of losing it, basically, just putting it in places and it's just gone. And maybe it was in insecure assets or whatever. It just was not protected. And, you know, he's the head of both of those.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the guy at the head should know what's happening, you know, what his left hand is doing and what his right hand is doing, right?
But his argument could be, okay, I bought these properties, unless he put it in his own name, you know, but if it's in the company's name, two arguments. Number one, it's an investment and it's going up. And number two, this is for perks and PR for the company and for people and doing business. There is nothing wrong with that.
Right.
They do that all the time.
He was investing a lot of money into marketing.
Right.
He invested in one of the big sports arenas, right?
Right.
To at least get the advertising.
Right. That was in Miami, the Miami Heat.
Yes. And then in Bahamas, he had moved the company from one place to the Bahamas because the Bahamas their laws were more favorable to cryptocurrencies. So it doesn't look like he was making those really bad decisions. There were reasoning behind it. Here's what I think. You take a tech person. Todd had done the research on this, and I think he had graduated with his bachelor's in physics and mathematics, right? So he had a double major, but there was no business involved in there. And I think when you have these tech people that are brilliant in coding and creating and doing all this stuff, they don't necessarily have the skills of a business person.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to say this really quick. We're not going to get into it, but because they went under, now bankruptcy filing of BlockFi, which is another crypto company. So there might be some more bankruptcies. But bankruptcies, very interesting. Chapter 7s and Chapter 11s. We're not going to get into.
And this would be Chapter 11.
11, which means they could come back.
And it's for businesses specifically.
Right. Right. All right. We'll be back after this hour number two. Hang on.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.